Sion,
La Colle-les-Yvelines,
Saint-Denis,
Boulogne-sur-Mer,
Clermont-Ferrand,
Lyon,
Giverny,
Angers,
Arles,
Périgueux,
Annecy,
Savigny-sur-Orge,
Landivisiau,
Paris,
Perpignan.
Pour la nouvelle
Normandie.
Hello everybody and welcome back to a new episode of Kenyan Francophile. First things first, thank you so much. Merci infiniment for your support. The community is growing steadily because of you guys. Thank you for those who subscribe. Thank you for those who share with their friends, with other Francophiles. All that is highly appreciated. Thank you so much, guys. So this week's episode was one that I've been trying to record for such a long time, but it was a bit difficult getting all these people together at once. You know how that goes. So we finally did it. And this episode was recorded a couple of months ago back in Nairobi while all these people were still language assistants at the moment, or maybe transitioning. And kindly excuse us for the moments where there will be some background noise. I'm still learning this craft. But yeah, so I hope you enjoy.
Hi. So, for me.
For me.
First things first,
you guys tell me who you are, just for introduction, what you do, where you are in France, and what you're doing in France.
My name is Derek Otieno, or Support Kenyon. I was a language assistant for 2 years, 2020 to 2021, 2021 to 2022. I was in.
Will you repeat?
I first time I was in Académie de Nantes. Then the second time I was in Académie of Lille, in a town, small town, beach town called Boulogne-sur-Mer.
When you were Laval, you are not in Laval.
Yeah, I was in Laval. Laval is in Académie de Nantes.
De Nantes. Yeah. Okay, so. Bichanga.
Oh yes. My name is Brian Bichanga. Brian is in the office, so just Bichanga. I was in Academy de Hans. Hans.
I will spell Hans. Spell for people.
R E I M S.
Kamarims, guys.
Rims, yeah, exactly. Academy de Rims. Ado Hans. 2021, 2022. I was just chilling. It was a holiday for me because I was just straight from school, from campus. University of Nairobi.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kwa majina naitwa
Hawa Hassan.
Okay, my name is Hawa Hassan. Nilikuwa Académie de Lille in a small town called Boulogne-sur-Mer.
Where?
We're in the same city, like same town.
Yeah, in the same town, Abasa way.
How lucky.
So currently, I am still a student at the university, nafanya attachment. Yeah.
Naitwa Sherry.
Kwa majina naitwa Sylvia na nilikuwa Académie de Rennes. I had a very interesting experience being in a high school and a nursery school at the same time, which was very fun. And now I'm still a student doing attachment.
So are you going back to France?
Yes, I will.
Unaenda wapi this time?
I'll be in Grenoble, but nearer to Lyon.
Where are you going back to?
Naenda Crete.
Normandy.
Where exactly? Do you know that you're...
Cherbourg. The north of France. Where France.
All of you guys are in the north.
Many go south.
Oh, Grenoble is in the south now. Watu wa north wanakwanga siju adre. Wakujangi south. They don't know the south is where the good life is.
Oh my. People should come to the south.
Story though, yeah.
Ukikuja south, you know, like, why am I living in France?
In the north,
okay,
yeah.
The southeast, nilienda ni Lyon.
Lyon.
Ah, you guys should have come to Marseille.
It is still France.
Buda, eh? Marseille was something, sindio?
Oh yeah, you guys went to Marseille together.
Yeah, we went to Marseille together.
Okay. Give me one word each to describe your experience in France. Just one word.
Mine is
exactly.
Yako ni we?
Ilikuwa tu mind blowing.
Fura.
Mind blowing, yeah? In a good way or in a bad way?
In a very good way.
May in both ways.
Both ways.
It was opening of the mind. I have a bigger scope. The way I came back, different people.
Yeah.
Out of a woody eye opening.
Yeah.
This year it was such an amazing experience. But I feel something that nilibaki nayo sana in my mind are the memories enye nilipata from traveling. Mm. I traveled a lot this year.
Okay.
Compared to 2020.
Because of the pandemic?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Say in like less than 3 seconds or 5 seconds, the first thing that comes to your mind when I tell you this, yeah? Hardest French word to pronounce?
France.
Écureuil.
I was going to say that. It was me, man.
Écureuil.
It's so...
But no, actually, that's not the hardest. For me, the hardest word for me to pronounce is constitutionnellement.
Ah, okay.
Somebody try.
Constitutional.
When do you use that word?
Constitutional.
Constitutional.
I'm not a lawyer, but where?
Yeah. It's funny because even French people struggle to pronounce squirrel.
Oh,
yeah,
meaning.
Like the other way. They can't say squirrel. They struggle with that word.
Mm.
Favorite thing about France?
I hope my parents won't listen to this, but
I hope
say
they
my
do.
Mama Sylvia,
but I really enjoyed my freedom away from them.
Oh.
And the liberty to make your own decisions. Okay, at APA I have the liberty to make decisions, but especially it was at this time that I knew for sure. People say I'm introverted because I don't talk a lot, but being introverted is about who you are, as in tabia zako. Kwa sababu mimi I want to be out there.
Yeah.
Sitaki kuambua kufika nyumbani sasa.
Curfew.
Sije ni mimi nataka niende sasa nitasikia. So naweza sema the freedom.
Yeah.
For me, kwanza naweza sema the transport system.
Yeah.
Where? Wa?
Legit.
The transport system, alafu venye sipi alikuwa anasema like the freedom. Okay, see freedom, like I'm a, let's say safety, like, I felt safe. Hata kutembea usiku.
Right.
I had to say the same thing. That was the, I wanted to point out the same thing.
So yeah, you can just go for a walk, usiku, wende shopping.
See, ati kusema ati it's 100% safe, ati nothing can go
exactly.
wrong. Yeah, there's also bad people, but like, it's a lot safer than here. And you can feel, you have the freedom to just go whenever you want. Just take a bus, go anywhere, come
even,
back.
Even the safety to use your phone when you
I cannot use my iPhone in Nairobi downtown. About that, exactly. Actually, Jana, I was with Bichanga, kidogo to Ibiwe.
Friday.
There's literally a thief nyuma yetu and I had my backpack. So luckily the crew you were working with kuna msa aliona. So akanishtua like yo. Nilifikiri power bank yangu imeenda.
Ileza sema nini likombo. I guess how they love life, how they wanna profit of everything.
Are we?
Yeah. Everything. Skwe jwe kitokea tu hivi wako nje
wote. Kila mtu ameenda
yake.
Niko apende vile wanapenda ku socialize alafu vile love life. Vile after work unapata kwa bar. Unaweza bar yao ni
kama
mali
Java
ya kupiga story.
Yeah,
exactly. Zika
Kenya.
Ya Kenya bali kwa hapa nyumbani. Kwa hapa bibi.
Actually, yeah.
Unaweza pa ameenda kwa bar na kunywa Coca-Cola.
Na utampata la mtoto hapo.
Exactly. No, I
ya dogi.
Mi I was shocked by the way. First time I saw a kid in a bar, I was like, unafanya nini hapa? Hata si kwa bar. Even like festivals, usiku or something, hata when something is happening in the town. Kenya. Unafanya nini kwa street kama mtoto at 10 PM?
Yeah. Mine, I think, naweza sema the activities. Kuna many activities you can do.
Mm.
Okay, if I start with art, na feel art, artists wamekuwa empowered sana.
Sana.
Like, kuna even like small funds too for, you can perform to events ndogo ndogo or something. Mm. You can perform in the bar. Kuna too many open avenues for artists ya kunini and they are really respected. Alafu another thing pia nilinote which is very different from here is busking, like street performing. Kenya sijaona, it's very rare to find mtu anapiga show hapa kuna mic yake na guitar.
Watu wenye upiga show Kenya ni our street kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Watu wenye disabled.
But uko I noted like street street performers wamekuwa empowered and like you just get your bass there, get your guitar and your mic, pick a show and you make some good money in an hour. You can make something
In fact, Nani did make
Manifu. Yeah, I actually went to him perform. Yeah. It was in Lille. I think it was on a Sunday somewhere near the train station there.
Yeah, a little concert.
But it was fun. I have those videos na jenga like we're dancing out to Suraya. They're coming, they're joining us.
When
it was
good times.
It was the first holiday.
No, I missed.
Yeah, you missed that one.
I
think I'm the embodiment of give me my money. Like they didn't. Anyway, it's okay. Yo kitu sapo amesema amenikumbusha how in my town I was in Perpignan in the south. There was a time, I think it was for a whole month or something. There was a season where the mayor just declared that artists wakuje wote to showcase their art in the whole city. So like you could walk around. You see large blocks of wood, some nice art imekwa kila mahali. You saw it on Instagram. And when I asked that guy, he was like, yeah, the mayor said the artists come and put their ninis. And I was like, if you could do this in Kenya, even like ata kwa hiyo expressway, the way it looks like, the way it's so bland. Surely. It would have been so nice to just promote people's art and stuff. I would say my favorite thing about France, apart from what you guys have said, would be, I think it's connected to like Bitanga's point, how they love life, how they live, how nangara.
La joie de vivre.
La joie de vivre, c'est ça. Like Hawana, you see how, I think mostly American cultures and a lot of Africa because of our scarcity mentality and all, tukona hii haraka ya maisha. Let's make money, see, you have to, like, you always have to make money and see, you are rushing to do things. Then they don't have that. You know, but at home, say, I'm a car, metulia, na raka na maisha.
Yeah.
And then the way they're, the way, which is funny though, if you don't get used to it, the way their shops close mapema. Especially if you're in smaller cities.
They know how to separate work and life.
But I'd like to add something about that. Nikinot na Kenya. Vilo mesema, to small activities which make them happy. Like, kituka tu kuendesha baiskeli.
The lycée, the high school I was in. So, ananiambia ati the husband ati is working for an Israel firm, sijui nini nini. Alafu anasema ati we go to work using our bikes. I'm like, what do you mean using your bikes? See, mnafaa kuwa na gari ama kushuka mayo. And when you see like their house, they look like wealthy people. Hawakai watu hivi hivi. And then they're telling you ati kila mtu ako na baiskeli kwa hiyo nyumba. Mtoto ana baiskeli ni mtoto msichana peke yake kwa sababu shule yake ndiko hapo tu kando ya nyumbani. But yeah, actually ni fresha huku watu wame idolize magari sana. Mpaka baiskeli inakaa ni kama wewe ni maskini.
And look at our nini. The funniest part is like our transport system, especially in Nairobi, is so bad. Like traffic, because everybody's trying to buy a car. There's always traffic at rush hour.
The car is the goal. Kila mtu working hard. Your lunch, nani alipika your lunch?
The mama.
Oh, you mean Leander kwa mwalimu wangu? Ni huu mzae ndo alipika. The man of the house walikuwa anapika.
Yeah.
Alafu mimi na chill na yeye sitting room tukikula chocolates. The man anashughulika huko jikoni. It happened to me kwa fikeni leo peke yake. Aiye, nikarudi tena. Same thing.
Ama ni chef.
Hebu ndo mngoje acha anakaa. Anakaa mtu anakuja, atakuja apike. That is a chef. I must have listened to
him. Provisor.
Provisor.
Ndo anapika?
Yeah, ndo anapika, yes.
Imagine, you know, normal.
Yeah, it's normal.
Normal. Chores.
I think about my scaly, even like the government in a provide for them.
Yeah. Even footpaths, like, sakinyo tuendesha baiskeli wapi.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Like, places to cycle tuendesha wapi kwa barabara za Nairobi. It's so hard.
I think
so
that's another thing pia ina influence your bike culture iko hapa.
Yeah.
Juko kuna designated paths and everything. Kuna mali tu ya ni ya bike peke yake.
And you know funny thing, me hadn't realized, kwa streets, inakuanga imechorwa kuna place ya kutembea, na just right next to it imechorwa bike. It took me such a long time to realize, because every time I'm walking, mtu anataka kunigonga. I'm like, kwa ni mbona na wase? Until I realized, oh shit, tafati mbona
na
isa hit.
Na ile, kale, that super bike.
The Superman.
It's a bike. Like,
na ata ukicycle on the wrong path, unaweza shikwa na polisi.
I love na pia stairs. Stairs wanatembelea on the left.
Oh, yeah.
Wanatembelea on the left. Kuma part is wanatembelea on the left.
Keep
left.
Confusing.
Wana keep, on the right.
On the left.
Kwa
escalator.
Escalator.
On the right.
Escalator unafaa ku.
On the right. Yeah. Kama magari, on the right.
Ah, wengine
wanataka kutembea watu
na hiyo side. Kuna rack.
Right. So now the opposite, what's your least favorite thing about France?
Ay, naogopa kwa chomea.
Zi, choma. Fuck. Just be honest. Be honest.
Mina ni kwa experiences mbaya mbaya.
Ay, nisa, utrata kusisa experience.
Usha sema jina yako, ukweli.
Okay, me, I think I would say, kuna mingi, nseme gani. Not really racism. The fact that, okay, I don't think it has anything to do with France. But need to the fact that when you're in somebody's country, you don't feel like you're home.
Yeah.
Which is normal, yeah?
Yeah, true.
Kuna ile feeling yenye. Maze, you have done everything, you have uko na do. Hauko broke, by the way. Umekuwa na chakula poa. But you're just feeling empty. Uko like, hakuna ile homeliness, ile community, sense of community flani. It can be very sad. So I think that was the least, my least favorite thing about my experience. But it's not really about the country, you know. But if I was to say my least favorite thing about the country, I would say the food.
Yeah,
honestly, I didn't enjoy the food. I only enjoyed the food in the first month because you're trying out things. Everything. And then after that, you're like, hey man, I miss my ugali. Nataka tukula mboga. Nataka kula nyama ya Kenya. And then the way their food is very processed.
Yeah.
Adi unakula na fritu.
Wewe manyanya, you're not as active as wow. As in, wewe, sisi tumezoea kupanda panda gari, kasi matatu ni Uber, sijui nini. Wow,
yeah,
watatembea, watakimbia, wataride baiskeli. So, your culture haiko ndani yetu.
Yeah,
so, you feel like you're eating that, and hakuna kitu mali.
Ya kuiteka away. Yeah,
ya kuiteka away. Yeah.
And the fruits were, I didn't feel them.
Yeah.
The way the first day, the expensive.
Tulona watermelon.
Mini lua maembe.
Tulifurai.
You bought it.
We were
it was expensive. Obviously, it was very expensive.
Minili nunua maembe. Next day,
how much?
It's cool, moja.
It was cheap. It was like
cheap.
1 euro.
In the market or what?
Super.
Hey, basi yoni poa. Me, I used to go to supermarkets. First of all, we don't have like avocado kadogo like this, and it's 3 euros.
Okay.
And yes. The worst part is, it's written. Imported from Kenya.
But then
I only bought it once and I never ate avocados the whole time. I was like, sawa, nitakuja nikienda home. There was no need to spend my money like that.
Alafu ukate upate imeharibika.
Imeharibika. Amani, kuna siku kubwa.
Nimecheza.
So I think
kwa kuna time tulinunua ndizi kwa, ilikuwa wapi? Hapo kwa kina Tabi.
Oh,
Venye tulinunua ndizi hapo kwa kina. Na ilikuwa tamu.
Paris ama? Paris.
No,
My last thing is the same thing as Tara's,
the feeling that you want to be close to people at home. Ata kama mimi nimesema nikuwa nataka yo freedom. Sometimes you go like, mi nataka kuona mama yangu, nataka kuona dada yangu, ama unataka kuona familia people. You don't it doesn't have to be your family. And sometimes maybe you don't have someone near you. For me, I was lucky. I had some Kenyans around me. So yeah, at least for that.
Me, for me, naweza sema the worst thing ilikuwa hypocrisy. So like one of the teachers hako hata my prof ref, like one of the teachers nilikuwa na work now alikuwa anataka ku organize like a get together for me walete like food ama nini hivyo, so venye yeye alipanga ilikuwa it was supposed to happen at 4 p.m. So akawapigia kila mtu, akapigia all the teachers akamwambia so at 4 p.m. we'll be in the staff room, how will be there so we can come, we can have tea together and all that. So ikafika 4 p.m. tukaingia staff room, no one. Imagine just me tu na yeye.
And that was your last week.
Imagine,
last day.
It was my last day actually.
That
I was traveling on Monday, it was on a Friday.
They just failed to show up
so,
like that.
Like I think hata mwalimu alikuwa anasikia vibaya, like I think she was even about to cry. So akawapigia simu akawa like, you know, we are here ni nini, alafu like our teachers ni wale mnawaku pamoja hadi class wanakuambia venye
exactly you feel like you're cool,
yeah, but baadaye they showed up like watatu hivi wali show up, mmoja akaleta nini, akaleta two sweets, alafu mwenye alileta gifts ni mwalimu wenye hata like hatukua tunaongea that
close.
Much
hey, so the ones you're close with hata hawana hawata yeah. show up, they're acting like they were. I get that, I've had so many stories like that. Pole hao. Sisi tungekuja for you. Sisi tungekuja if we could.
It's okay.
Brian Bichanga.
Oh no.
What are we saying?
Oh no. Hey, number one yangu ilikuwa chakula. And maybe language barrier. Ama yao wapendi kizungu. Anachukia kizungu.
Yeah, na sisi tuna struggle kuongea.
Anachukia hiyo kizungu.
You struggle kuongea their French because you want opportunities there. You, them, you think they're looking for opportunities here. Or in, they're not. They're okay with where
Ebu
they are.
Ebu wezi mwambia, tisoma English. Sasa
hata kama ni kuenda England, they won't.
Ni kama telling me. Ilisikia nani alikatazwa kufungua bank juu ya ongei French vizuri.
It happens. Yeah. I don't even know somebody said.
Almost nifanyikie lakini sasa nilienda na prof ref. Na sasa huyo umbro bank anaongea alafu prof ref ananiambia sasa amesema utasema ni hivi. Alafu ndio baadaye mtu wa kufungua bank akaniambia sasa itabidi wewe umejua French. Itabidi umejua French wewe. Kile sasa nilicheki tu language barrier. Alafu na pia nilikuwa nashindwa kujiexpress. Lakini hiyo ni personal, hiyo sidhani kama ni general. Nilikuwa nashindwa kujiexpress hapo. Hata singeweza. I could not shoot my shot. Nilikuwa I want to confess.
Kuelewa
mimi. I have to confess my undying love lakini
wewe hapo Kifaransa hapo hiyo sector ni ngumu. Wao naongea textbook French ati.
Just
amour. Watu hapo wanapiga argon.
Wesh
yo you say. Yeah, that's why actually me nili find it easier to interact na Americans and
true
UK,
yeah,
that's why UK than French Jew. See at nini your language barrier jo shit
leko naongea mbio
sana sana hey the rapping
relax
secure that so speak very fast.
One of the reasons why nilikuwa na avoid kwenda staff.
You just sit there and you laugh like nini. And by the way, guys who are listening to this, see that you are different. By the way, tunajua French. Tunajua, like, because when you got there, the French is, first of all, it's a bit different because they don't speak textbook French. Ni kama kusema, ukam Kenya, kulan Kiswahili. Na ye nangaka Kiswahili sanifu.
To me, atui example.
Largo.
Je ne sais pas.
Je sais pas.
Shepa.
Like they shorten the word so much and then they speak very fast. Did you guys also experience this thing where you find yourself, me I think the first month, even the first 2 months, I used to find myself very quiet people think you're a quiet person. Kumbe tu ujibu unasema, ujibu je express.
Yeah. Kabisa.
Umekana wase you chilling with guys.
The medium.
The
whole time.
I think ilikuwa like 6 months.
And you
I meant the mission then you could like nimeanza actually me I got very nice French people. Sasa walikuwa nikawa nanielewa. So ananiambia you know you're supposed to start
practicing,
try to talk, I know you're shy, but try, just try. At least encourage, yeah.
And then there's also that fact for, like, if you speak to a French person in French, you feel a bit intimidated.
Yeah. Actually, it's not the same.
You can attack at all. You feel vibaya. Yeah. So, like, okay.
Excuse.
Oui, okay, d'accord, oui, okay.
D'accord.
Thank you. Like, ay, nimesema hizo vitu vizuri kweli.
Yeah.
Na hii tense, nimeconjugate
vizuri kweli.
Kwa hiyo conjugate sasa, kuna point niliamulia sana nitaongea na infinitive hadi mwisho. Leo je mange.
But you can just choose one tense. Kama uwe na past tense. Hey. Hey. It was so hard. But we survived.
Alors, elle que tu et donc ça que aïe,
c'est gentil mais pas que.
Tu vois, et quoi, c'est gentil mais pas
que. Il est pas jai. Oh my god.
Jai.
Acha kuacha mimi.
Jai.
Acha enda. Oh my god.
Mimi nangoja kusikia experience
yako. Hey. The hypocrisy. What happened?
So me I find these people most of them ni hypocrites as how I'm sema. Naweza pia na few instances. Ya kwanza unapata, okay. Utaenda, okay, asumi mmeenda bash hivi. Mmealikwa sherehe, okay, sawa, mnapiga bash. Alafu tena hapo bash unapata, kama you do not make a move, hakuna mse hata kuja hapo ati. Like ni wewe ndio kila saa tu uende ku meet wase, kugotea wase, nini nini. Alafu unapata instance, for instance, mmeenda mahali, alafu mmepiga picha. Aya, sasa mimi ninaweza posta wase kwa story yangu ya IG. Okay, ndio mimi pale na wazungu hapo. Okay, sawa. Alafu unaona you are the same people mlikuwa na huyo bash like. Unaangalia picha zao story kwa like, wait, where am I?
Au uko kwa picha zao?
Where am I? Niko wapi? Like, aya.
Emotion.
So, niko na feeling ya. Niko na feeling ya. Is it sometimes like, is it influenced by, okay, sitaki beshte yango ni niko na yeah?
Imagine it's racism, it's very subtle,
yeah,
racism.
Ni subtle kabisa.
Kuna kwanga nile, wako na ile racism flani yenye chini ya maji, hakuonesha outside ya
tea. Sasa niko na story, kamia.
It's just low key, like, the way they stare at you sometimes, they ask you some things, questions. The way they act around you.
Yeah, hiyo kwa hypocrite and racism, the subtle racism, imenifanyikia mara mob. Kuna day ili ni breakdown vibaya sana. I really felt so bad. Kuna time ili nifikia niko like, hadi nika feel niache tu kusoma French. Jusa, I love the language, yes, but the people are, oh, asa ni bambi maze. Yeah, so kitu ili nisaidia sana ni the Kenyan family tulikuwa now. Mm-hmm. But unapata this year nili extend contract yangu 2 more months. So, almost all the Kenyans assistants wameenda.
They're gone, yeah.
Niko peke yangu it's a town ndogo imejaa wazee and stuff. Alafu nilikuwa actually the first week nilikutana na a black person in that neighborhood and ambia, yo guy hapa ase ni racist mbaya, and the guy ame grow up tangu akwe mtoto. Yeah, so wasa walikuwa nansaidia ku feel at home at the Africans in France. People from Guinea, Senegal. I used to play football like weekend with them. Mm-hmm. So I didn't feel like left out. Yeah, so subtle racism happens. Mine starts with, actually I was with Brian. Neza note that because Brian is here. Tulikuwa tumetoka Rance, place yake, mali alikuwa naishi. Tulikuwa tumetoka kucheza football. So ndiyo sisi on the road going back home. Then there's this white dude anataka cross barabara. So he's waiting for the light to turn green. Then he sees us. The moment we are just about to pass him, he had a bag. Akaivuta mbele. Like I was like, what? Kwani huyu jamaa anafikiri tutataka kumuibia bana. Yeah, then another instance, nile nimetoka a trip, it was on a Sunday. Then there were no buses. So I just decided to walk home. It was like a 45-minute walk up. So now, no, in the, during the day too.
So anafika this narrow street, there's a mom and the daughter, anaka teenager around 13-12 years hapo. The daughter ako mbele, the mom ako nyuma, atembeza dogi. So the daughter sees me, anasimama, waits for the mom amfikie, then they continue walking. I was like, sir, surely, kwani, what are these kids fed, bana? Juu.
Are you scary?
Hiyo kitu ilifanya ni, hadi nika feel tu vibaya kufunza at school junko like. Nafunza wa say yes, but what are they being fed at home? Huh? What are they being fed at home?
Well, ama jamaa wanatuona kama sisi ni madoadoa in the culture. Ni kama madoadoa. Yaani umekuja kuharibia tu. Yaani ilikuwa tu salama. Yaani umekuja na impurities lakini hapa.
Sika ile siku nilikuja huko Boloni kwako hapo kwa hiyo path yako hiyo.
Yeah.
Ile day one. Alafu tunatembea alafu kulikuwa there's a woman coming. Hapa akatuona tukikuja. Alafu hiyo path ni ile una option lazima upite hapa. Akatuona. Hadi ali cancel safari, alirudi nyumbani.
Alitana akarudi.
Yeah, I remember. Alitana akarudi. Hiyo madhe alitana akarudi mali alikuwa ametoka. I was like, what? Yaani nasikia ushike tu mtu hivi ume. Shida yako ni gani? Ai niko na mob.
Lakini nini okay siku scared like mimi yangu niona positive note. Hii hata si France. Nakumbuka kitu moja ilinifanya hata kama nakumbuka tukiwa Belgium.
Yeah.
It was New Year's. Then there's this girl who came to us looking for safety. You remember?
Oh yeah. Wait, wow. But she was black or?
No, she was French. She was French, but she had gone to Belgium and she didn't know like the
anyone.
Place. She didn't know. She was a tourist there, come
and see. Yeah.
And she came to us for safety.
That's nice.
Us as black people.
You were shocked.
Yani, we actually thought she was a con at first, but then to learn like the genuinity of her tears, alikuwa hadi analia. But it was at least a good thing.
That's a positive thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, at yao, by the way, it's not like our senior bias. Yeah. Kuna many positive stuffs. Kuna very good people. Yeah.
What's your favorite city in Europe?
For me, ni Vienna, in Austria. So, you know, it was my favorite because we were doing our Europe tour, the Interrail thing. Mm-hmm. So, I think Vienna was like the second city we went to.
What cities? Would you tell us about Interrail Kwanzaa,
like
you guys?
We visit Frankfurt. We went to Munich Kwanzaa.
We tour.
Yeah, just for a night.
Oh.
Then, so, in Interrail. So Interrail ni actually ako na a YouTube video about it.
Okay, so
what's Interrail?
Interrail basically it's a subscription trains which enables you to travel across all the 33 countries in Europe. It has different subscriptions in terms of dates. For instance, a 7-day pass is around 250 euros. 15-day pass around 333 euros.
Yeah, so Vienna ilikuwa in Austria, so ilikuwa my favorite because when we just got there, the vibe ilikuwa too, I don't know, it was just nice, it just felt nice. We did a lot of stuff. Kama the nini, the roller coaster.
Yeah, the roller coaster. First time on the roller coaster. Where?
Nijikute. It was fun.
How is Vienna like in terms of cost compared to France? Is it expensive?
Yeah, it's expensive.
It's more expensive than France?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I love it. It's very beautiful.
For me, I used to enjoy the cities because of the company I had.
That's true. Same.
Yeah, it's not about the city. It's about the company. Mm. But I really felt Barcelona. Mm. Yeah.
I get that.
Barcelona, Spain was something else. Yes.
Amsterdam.
red light district.
Amsterdam, Netherlands. Huko leo unaweza enda huko na usikumbuke kitu. Unaweza kosa kukumbuka kitu. Mhm. It is a city of controversies. Controversies are really.
Huko it is Sodom and Gomorrah.
Exactly. Yeah. Everything goes. I love it. Beautiful pier. Beautiful na hizo the way iko juu ya maji. I love and then the drugs now.
Of course.
drugs. Well, drugs zao niliona, niliona it is decriminalized. So shada pale weed sasa, weed is legal. Alafu alafu unachomea, unaweza chomea popote anywhere. Anyway, hali likuwe na kaa uongo. As long as tu usikuwe ndani ya kitu. Hali likuwe na kaa
uongo.
Hali likuwe na kaa uongo. Ukweli,
tunamisho. Mbele ya polisi, unajua.
Kitu ni ukweli. Eti sasa, uende coffee shop, lakini hakuna chai, hakuna kahawa.
Hakuna coffee.
Unajua. Tumidini, hakuna kuwa hindi
hapa. Actually, you had coffee shop. Me, I knew vile tulifika Amsterdam. I was like, coffee shop, okay.
So wait, you are both coffee to me.
Alafu, we consider, like, that's the first time interacting with that word.
No, explain to me.
What's a coffee shop?
Coffee shop is where they sell marijuana.
Oh, in Amsterdam.
In Amsterdam. So they call it coffee shop. Sasa ewana wangeipatia jina gani tena? Ni kama vile US they call it dispensaries or something. So sio wangeipatia jina gani sasa. Wakaipa to coffee shop.
Yeah,
had to coffee shop.
Because like in I found that in Italy, a bar is like a place for coffee. Bar doesn't mean like alcohol necessarily. Mm. Yeah, it's just drinks.
Oh yeah, at France.
Like I'm going to the bar.
Kuna bazao zilikuwa pia na coffee.
Oh, I didn't get those. Yeah. So you, what's your favorite city?
Yeah, hey, hapa niko na nyingi, but okay, I'll go for Barcelona. One, the company you had, the Kenyan friends, the Saudi Soul concert we went to. Man, Barcelona
highlight.
Was pure vibe. And if I compare Barcelona to France, I feel like Spaniards, they are somehow like Nairobians. They know how to party. They do like they. Kuna vile tu ase wana wako tu na wako na good vibes maze. We compare na France na feel more like wamejifinya sana. Barcelona wamejiachilia ase wana smile nini stuff kayo.
Kwani watu wa France na smile.
Unaona blaso bonda kwa street wewe.
Wale wana bonda.
Alafu talking of dundam say Asa anajua kupati mazee. Wafaransa mazee wanatupa mkono jiani.
Oh, that's true by the way. Mimi ni realize.
Ngoma za Wafaransa pia.
Alafu nekaje trap kwa.
Yeah. Cuz I think.
C'est quoi cette chanson de merde?
C'est quoi?
Oh my god, who said that?
Nah, it was my birthday. So tukaamua acha tuweke ngoma za Kenya wa sample kidogo. Wafaransa walikuja karibu 20.
I can see where this story is going.
Then there's this French chick. I would like to. C'est quoi cette chanson de merde?
What
kind of shitty song is this? Like, what? No, it was quite too gengetron. It was a good vibe. It was a good vibe. No, it was a good vibe. But you don't tell that person.
Wana
kangoma, wana tupa mikono.
Hey, okay.
Sama, mngekosa mikono mngefanya.
But then, ukweli, yeno kwa kangoma, sauti so late. Shake your bam bam. Shake your bam bam.
In their defense, they don't know what bamba means.
Lakini I understand this. I think ni cultural.
It's a cultural thing.
Because niko na incident with an Indian chick.
Why Indian?
Niko na stories.
Niko na incident with an Indian chick talking about the cultural difference. I was with her to go up kwa ni living room mama wapi. There was a TV there. Tuko na nangoma ya Otile Brown. I can't remember the song, but kulikuwa na dem fulani hapo maze ana wine mbaya. Then the Indian chick was like, Derek, how do you do that? I'm like, what? I don't know.
You just,
How do you do that? I'm like, I can't show you, man.
Walikuwa anataka
mwanamke.
Lakini wewe ndio uko na hiyo. Uko na hiyo kiuno hiyo.
Yeah,
dancing.
Belly dancing.
But anyway, so Barcelona, then me being a football fan, going to Camp Nou, it was wow, because that's history, man. It's not just a stadium. History. Lionel Messi, the GOAT, best player in the world. Najua bichanga anasikia vibaya because he's a CR7 fan. But yeah. So, yeah, that the vibe, the beach, the experience, I'll go for Barcelona. Yeah. But there's still another favorite. But Barcelona, yeah.
I don't know. I would say for me, cliche as it sounds, I would say Paris. But for the same reason you said, like, I had the best experiences in Paris. Like, Vileni Liendoko, because I just went to visit from the south, I think during one of the holidays. and mina kwanga nimejipanga, like in a short time, in like I think I had 3 days, and like I had made an itinerary for to visit like as many places as possible. I had googled all the events in Paris happening today, so I visited so many places, including PSG, Parc des Princes. I saw Kina Messi, I watched Kina Mbappe during the games, Kina Neymar, and it was just heavenly. And I feel like for the most part, the times I had so much fun, even in France in general, was when I was with Kenyans. I felt to find any to dance. Because of those videos for Eiffel, like when we were making noise in the metro.
We're just fresh.
Because let me tell you guys a story about Kipchoge on our side before I met you guys. So, because I knew all kinds of updates, I was asking Sylvia, hey, Mefika wapi? Because I was in Versailles where we were with Kina Sharon Ball and Chela. Tulikuwa na Chela Versailles because that's where she stays. So to talk on Chela, the previous night we are going to run the marathon. Mm-hmm. We had planned to run the marathon. But now, you know how France is, you strike the train. What happened? Mm-hmm. We got late and we were so worried. We're not even worried about missing the marathon, we're worried about missing Kipchoge. Tukasema, okay, let's try to chase it down. So we're just there texting you guys, tunangalia Instagram, tunana wa Kenya meshika hapo ma flags, everyone is Kipchoge, Kipchoge. And as we're getting late. By the time we got there, marathon ilikuwa imeshaisha. Tunaenda kwa Insta story ya Kipchoge, tunangalia maybe ameposta kwa wapi, ako wapi, the team. And he's nowhere to be seen. I'm asking you guys, have you seen Kipchoge? I think you guys told us ameingia kwa, alingia kwa hiyo hotel. There was that hotel hapo Paris in Champs-Élysées.
Yeah.
And then we were waiting there with you guys, with some other guys. Like, I think there were like 10, 5, 6, 7 Kenyans. We really wanted to say it to Kipchoge. Tukafika hapo. We looked for Aki, we looked for that man. He was so inaccessible. Tunaenda tukatafuta back door, tukaambiwa ako hapa. But it was secretive because it's Kipchoge amjupeli yako. The back door that we thought tumeambiwa was a church. Tunaingia huko, we find a church of guys dressed sijui how. But look at the verse, sijui black or white. It looked like a cult. Yeah. It looked very funny.
It looked funny.
All that for kids. Mind you, this is like us waiting outside his hotel for hours and hours, almost 2-3 hours, 4 hours. And then I remember the previous night, somebody had told me that Kipchoge would go to the embassy. He would be welcome to the embassy for whatever. So we decided to go to the embassy.
At that point, yeah, there's a mama who was saying, maybe we can go check him out at the embassy.
Exactly. So we went to the embassy. We get there, it was around 3-ish, and then, no, it was before no, me, it was around lunchtime.
Like, yeah, 12? It was like 1
yeah,
there.
Then we meet a guy, very kind guy, who really helped us meet Kipchoge.
No, first of all, before Kenyan meeting embassy. The guy, the Kenyan embassy, we started shouting and knocking at the door. Tulianza kushout
about, what did
you say? Huko ndani kuna mtu kweli.
Oh shit, atakuwa tumerealize. Yeah.
Then I think he noticed the commotion.
Commotion he came.
Akakuja kwa dirisha.
Nani Kipchoge?
Like someone in charge who works in the embassy. Then he told us, okay, there's a tea, the Kenyans have been invited for Kipchoge will be there at 4. You guys can come. Tukasema basi sisi nani tumeinvitiwa by the embassy. So we go have lunch and then come back. And ikaanza kudrizzle at that time. So we're like, inaribu plans. And mind you, at that, in the same day, 5 or 6, we were supposed to be at Eiffel for a concert that we had organized. Na hatuko huko tunatafuta Kipchoge. So we go have lunch and come back.
We go to McDonald's.
Halafu kwenye tulikuwa tunadanganya watu. Mko wapi?
We can't tell them. Obviously we can't tell them what tuko kwa. Tumeenda kuona Kipchoge na wanatungojea.
Cyril ndo alibahatika.
Akakuja, yeah. Yeah, so Cyril came, some guys ya tukangojea. Tukaingia and then we got to meet. We waited for long, by the way. I think Kipchoge was running late.
It
was very off-brand. That was very off-brand for him, man. So yeah, we waited at the embassy. There was a couple of Kenyan students who studied in France, guys who work in France, Kenyans. And then the ambassador came, talked to us kidogo, and then akakuja na Kipchoge. He was a very he's so calm, he's so chill, he's so humble, akatusalimia.
And so wise.
He saw why Saka Tupatia some motivation talk and was just like, yeah, Kipchoge, yes, preach. It was a good time.
Turret is going live.
It was actually a good time. And you can, when I went live, I said, I have to record this experience and document it. It was actually a very good time. So for me, Paris wins because I had the best moments with Kenyans there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Barcelona comes in a close second. The time we went for the concert here, South Sol, it was a grand time. If I could relive that, I would.
But mostly ni the company.
Yes, the company. If I was to advise anyone like who's doing maybe TAPI for, if you're going to France, try as much as you can to make plans with Kenyans. Try to meet people over the holidays, pangini wende some city, just be with Kenyans. It gives you a very good feeling of low-key patriotism, because meeting Kenyans or even other Africans in France makes you feel like home. Yeah. Exactly.
Ado lakini sio uzuri wako na hiyo formation ndo. D'accord, si d'accord. Hiyo formation ya Sunday.
Oh yeah,
ndo Sunday.
Sunday.
It's a good place to meet Kenyans.
Upon, yeah, that's the first place yenye unafaa kwanza kumake the leo.
Haina haja.
Mimi acha kwanza, I'm going to talk about this. Junajua kuna assistants wenye wanafanya hii kitu. Mnahitaji viboko. Whips, where are the whips?
Where are the whips?
Guys, there's no way unalipia ndege, unafika France, alafu unakaa kwa nyumba the whole 7 months.
How?
How? Maze, this is an opportunity. Travel, meet people, nini. Yes, naelewa kuna aspect pia ya kusave, people have different reasons.
Yeah.
But wezi katu like the whole nini,
live
7 months.
Bana.
Live life. By the way, ulipo France, ulifanya nini? Kwambia bana, the four corners of my room.
Yeah.
Bana, please, yeah.
Just know that this program, in as much as you're going to see you teach in school, a good part of it is to share your culture and experience Europe.
True.
Like travel kabisa, live life, because those experiences ni once in a lifetime. Most of those experiences are wezikuwa nazo Africa or Kenya.
Hata utakumbuka ukifunza, unakumbuka.
Hata mimi sikumbuki lesson, but I don't even remember classes. Like classes for us, sometimes it's like a very small part of the, it's part of the job, and that's why this work is only 12 hours a week.
Yeah.
Only 12 hours a week. The rest of the time, find things to do. Learn a skill, visit people, make friends, people from other countries, visit, I mean travel to nearby towns, book a flight somewhere. And the flights and the transport system is very efficient, so it's very cheap for you. Especially vacons, please make plans for vacons. Please don't stay at home in your city. Go somewhere.
Imagine,
it will
two
pay
weeks,
off.
You're just there.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay you in your city.
You can explore your city. Yeah, that's another thing.
But you can explore your city during weekend.
Yeah, I think you're vacons to any places.
Panda to bus ya dimwisho.
Yeah, by the way, bus yuko mwisho kuna ni. Alafu rudi na.
Sasa unapanda hadi mwisho na unarudi
mwisho.
Oh, another thing, you can, especially kauko hizi towns au shago zinakuanga beautiful sana sana kutua. You can buy a bike. Nunua bicycle, it's less than, when you buy a bike at Lobonkwa, you need to get a bike between 30 to 50 euros.
Wow. Imagine, I've realized assistants wengi wenye who buy bikes, most of them usually have, they transfer to the next assistant. So as I said in the previous podcast, Facebook is a very good resource for this program. So your Facebook group, and that maybe utapata msiana pana bike yake, or there's a website, so you come to a website in France and people give out things for free. It's called Give. That website, you just put in your city. And then you search, like, there's different categories. Kuna tunapeana furniture, kuna tunapatiana electronics, kuna tunapatiana books, everything. Wow. People are just giving out for free and in good condition. I was so impressed. I wish we had that in Kenya. Huku watu wanapeana kuhood. So you can find somebody who's giving out a bike for free.
What did you get?
I got a mirror, a big mirror. I also got 3D glasses. I got a couple of books. It's very interesting. Yeah, so you're saying the bike and the city?
Ah, kiwe.
Nini yo?
Unahitaji kio.
Unahitaji kio.
You
know, I realized quite
a lot.
The funny thing,
Sylvia should say it.
I was like, you can furnish your whole house with that website. Like, people are giving out everything. Like, a whole new couch, a TV set. I'm like, what?
Wow.
Yeah. You're saying something about traveling a city with a bike and...
Oh, no, yeah, exactly. Just get a bike. Kuna parts. Ingia kwa hizo forest, niko na bike experience. Kuna mali ni feel niko kwa senior walking dead. So, nilikuwa nimebuy my 50 euro bike.
My 50 euro bike?
Yes, second hand. So, my school was very far. I was teaching three schools. That's my first time, 2020, first time assistant. My school was like 22 kilometers away. Na ilikuwa ile ushago, like, so nikamwan, I'm riding all the way. It was on a Saturday. Nikachukua baiskeli, nikakanyaga. It was my second day in France. So, something happened. Mefika roundabout. Alafu, I didn't know what to do. Like, in Kenya, people drive on the
left.
So France ni right.
The opposite, yeah.
Nikafika tu hivi kwa roundabout, napiga corner. Pap, gari napiga brake, mimi napiga brake. and I escaped death, man.
Oh.
It was second day. So that's another thing, not kabisa that difference. So from there, nikasema from now on, any roundabout ninashuka, natembeza basically through the zebra crossing, I continue riding. So that's what I did. So nikaenda, nika ride 11 kilometers, and nikaona siyazifika. Na ntarudi aje. Unajua kuna kuenda na kurudi. Na niyo town yenye, hakunanga trains, ni once in a while, ama basi moja, asubuhi ingine jioni. Na natumia Google Maps, nikafika certain forest up. Naenda tu Google inaniambia kuna njia hapa shortcut.
Kwa katika ya forest.
Kiforest tu hivi. Hakuna any sign of civilization.
Oh.
Nikapita hivi. Aya nikatokea kwa property fulani. Sasa sikusoma note imeandikwa hapo like ki placard ki sign fulani. Mimi nikaendelea tu. Nasikia tu dogs na bweka hapo. Naendelea tu. Kando hivi kuna stable. Kuna horses, kuna ranch, it's a big nini property. Ay, nikafika dead end. Dogies kwa hapo mbele, hakuna anybody. Nika, si walking dead, wrong turn.
Yeah.
Nimefika hapo.
Nakuliwa.
Ni hao zile, unaona zile ma wooden, like, in a cartoon scene from a movie.
A movie.
Ay, nikaanza kutense, bana. Nikaanza kutense. Nika like, wow, waki sirudi, siendele. Nikarudi hivi. Kufika tu hapa, this is a private property. Sijue nini, unaweza kuwa short
you know,
or
you
what.
You can be even sued.
Kwanza, first of all, I am an African.
Hey,
man with the melanin.
And I am 11 kilometers away from civilization. What? Nilikuwa nimetense, but yeah.
You survive.
Survived.
Okay. How was your home situation, like your housing situation in your town?
Me, for me, nilipata an apartment. Okay, yeah, ilikuwa some old couple walikuwa na rent nini. The top floor kwa nini yao ilikuwa 320 euros.
Mm-hmm.
Haikuwa worth 320 euros.
It was tiny, sindio?
Yeah, it was tiny. But the advantage ni ilikuwa tu hapo kando ya shule.
Oh,
so like
it was
I was
near.
Just, yeah, it was like 2 minutes.
But now if you were to go again, knowing what you know now, would you still rent that house?
No.
Same.
Never.
Same. I had the same situation. I stayed with a host family. They used to rent. They rent out their a room to me. Same thing. Attic. The chambre de bon.
Mm-hmm.
At the attic. I was paying like 370, 380 around total.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even worth it. Because you can pay that money for a colocation, a studio apartment. So I wouldn't do it again.
I love imagine yangu. I was not allowed to have visitors.
Same. Hey, yeah. Kwanza their house was out of bounds. Kabisa, they told us. They gave me the rules. Which I understand because it's somebody's home. I can't come with people. But it just wasn't a suitable situation for me. If I was to do it again, I would never go to a host family unless I was really desperate. Aje. Bichanga, where did you live?
I was living in the Lycée. Lycée ilikuwa na accommodation inside. I was paying 200 euros. It was a good space. It was a studio.
200 euros?
Yeah.
That's nice.
It was nice.
Ndani ya shule na unalipa 200 euros.
200 euros and then the school was in the city center. It had everything.
Furnished.
Everything.
Yeah.
Hata ukitaka the ex-assistant going there ataenda pate mwiko roiko.
Wemwechea.
Value addition. It was nice. It was easy because nye kapata kila kitu. Kasama, hasa, your room is ready. Ya keys are here. Alafu, as if, of course, they were anticipating me. So nikafika nikuwa na wee. Wamesafisha huku ndani. It was nice. So, you know, settling was very easy. Nilifika on a Friday. No, on a Thursday. And then the next day, I did kafanya zile shopping za kwanza.
Yani, we plan to go shop France.
Yeah. Lakini uzuri pia. I took Derek's advice. Shop kutoka Kenya.
Exactly.
Shop kutoka Kenya.
Mimi hai.
So nilienda kushop sasa chakula sasa. Chakula sasa kama manyanya.
Me, the first thing, I think kitu blue mesema hivyo mekumbuka, I didn't go with bed sheets. Nilibeba bed sheets?
Mm.
Me, I didn't realize because they were not providing my bed sheets. They gave me everything else but not bed sheets. So they thought I was supposed to come with them and I didn't know. So I had to go buy. Na hiyo pesa ya wangi pesa ya hapa kwa mfuko. I felt so, it was hard. So mtu, if you want to buy stuff, please come with them from Kenya.
Yeah. Your aspect here, una buy almost twice the price.
And 10 times
same
the price.
Thing.
It's
I can
so
get
expensive.
The same thing in Kenya.
Don't buy in France anything you can buy in Kenya that's cheaper.
Yeah.
Which una buy huko maybe need to the luxuries and you can't get here in Kenya for fun.
At a Ken's old.
Come how provide we, yeah. You?
2020, first time assistant, arriving in France, new, fresh, do anything. We had a group of assistants, all the language assistants in Nantes, the academy where I was placed in. Mm-hmm. Then from that group to cut after what when it got the same area. We were around like 12 assistants. So we started getting in touch with an Indian chick. We agreed like, what if we just book an Airbnb the whole month, since we are willing, we just live there. Find housing. Airbnb, it cost 360 euros, which was not that bad. Discount. No, you have 360 each.
Each.
Yeah.
Each.
Okay. I think sign impossible because COVID measure.
Could book Airbnb?
No, like getting at that price.
You can. Oh, but I think the thing with Airbnb is ni vile utaongea na huyo host.
Na host.
Yeah, vile mtagree wa umexplain situation yako.
Yeah.
They usually understand. I've seen so many guys doing it in my academy right this year.
Ah, okay. So we stayed in the Airbnb for a whole month, which was, it was quite a good experience. Because one, the cultural experience, the Indian culture, Kenyan culture. Oh. Then later in the month, a French guy joined us. So we used to have a Kenyan night, French night, Indian night. Mm. Then we decided, what if we talk to the host for Airbnb, atupatie nyumba, we just leave it, we pay it as our own apartment. So it was like, okay. But it came to, like, should we do this or not? With Airbnb, you can't apply for CAF.
Yeah, you can't apply for
CAF. Yeah, so we decided to look for a house. So the last week nilikuwa na pressure. So I went to this site called Obonkwa. Nikapata a landlord. Nikapata a house which was expensive, honestly. I was paying 350 euros per month. So ikafika time like una budget. Ukitoa rent, utoe food, utoe transport, na hizi vitu zenye subscription to the match, simu nini. I have nothing left. I can't leave the house, like I can't.
You can't experience Europe.
Yeah, I can't experience Europe. I feel so bad. So from there, then I apply kwa Habitation around December. Habitation is like a youth hostel. Then in January, I got a room. Thanks to a Ghanaian assistant, juu alikuwa ananisaidia kucoordinate. So I got a room, and finally I got the financial break. Juu I was paying like 30 euros for rent. Yeah, so
30 euros
only. Because I used to get a CAF. CAF is government aid housing. So the rent was 349 up of 43. Then I get a CAF of 306.
CAF gave you 306?
Yes.
Wow, that's a lot.
Mm. Hey. So I used to pay 30 euros per month. So you can say you travel across France.
Ooh.
Then this year it was. Siji, yani, Mungu ananipenda. Housing was stress. So this year I got a free house from the mayor's mayor's office.
Yeah.
So I just got in touch with my head teacher and kamambia, I'm looking for a logement social, inaitwa logement social. Kamambia, okay, I'll go. Logement social basically is a subsidy, ni housing enye na side ya low income earners, wase wako homeless, na wase wako na maybe conflict. In their family, for instance, we zapata kids, but how wanapelekwa foyer, wanakuwa taken care of by.
Yeah, Habitation,
exactly, almost the same thing. So I just asked my head teacher because I got this info from assistants who are Paris.
Yeah.
So yeah, I got a free house, and from there it was easy for me. At least I could save
That's
something.
That's why you're traveling across the world.
Yeah.
Free housing. Mm. Yeah.
So for me, the first month I was hosted by two French people who are my colleagues at the high school because I couldn't find a house. But then I also got the Habitat zone after 1 month. Yes, I got the Habitat zone, but hiyo naweza sema ilikuwa kimungumungu because I didn't have some things they were asking, like the social security, and I still got it.
Mm.
And so for me, yeah, it was very nice because the rent I was paying was 374 euros.
374?
Yes. So when CAF? I get CAF, the first like 4 months, I got CAF of 342. So I used to pay 32 euros.
But then, at a point, waka reduce the CAF, ikakuwa 314, so kwa nalipa 60 euros.
Still, CAF more than 300, kwa nini? Yeah, I don't get that
much. Ukikuwa Habitat Zone, nikawa it's an advantage. Ndio maana inaitwa sivyo what social.
Yeah.
It's like an advantage. Yeah. So,
I'm definitely applying for it this time.
So, me, if I was to go back, I'd choose the same thing, but disadvantage ya Habitat Zone ama penye nilikuwa ni the room was very small. Of course I can come with visitors, but mimi mpenda watu, siwezi kuwa na as many people I want.
As
it's
you
only
want.
One person at a time.
Well, that's the rule.
No, si room yenye hata ni ndogo.
Only the size.
Room yenye ni ndogo hata.
So basically you pay for, you get what you pay for, like the size.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So if they were to give me a bigger room, ni better, but I really enjoyed it there.
Mm.
Plus, I was at the heart of the city, heart kabisa.
Kwenyewe.
6 minutes from the
city
tower.
Center.
Yeah.
Sonfavi. Okay. Right. So for the last part, you guys tell me what are some of the things that you guys experienced in France that were... I don't want to call them culture shocks, but like that's what I'm saying basically. What were some of the things that really shocked you? Anything? Akuna busy FIFA? Have you seen Kuna Nini? Paris CDG, the airport. They have put a gaming place. Like, for guys who are waiting, they put a nice gaming place. They put a nice gaming place. So, when you say, come on, flight, sana, you can just chill there.
Then
PS5, obviously.
Whoa.
Mingi sana.
Wow.
Anyways, in terms of negative culture shocks, obviously, this is what everybody says. Smoking! These people smoke like kama kukunywa maji. Like, kusmokia wao ni kukunywa maji, basically. Like,
cafe and cigar.
Umeka, exactly. You're at a restaurant sitting, eating. People are just eating their food with a cigarette, they're smoking.
I'm a vape,
exactly. Like, the whole air just smells like smoke. You're like, truly, you take some time to adjust. Especially as a non-smoker. Unakuwa tu passive smoker. Immediately, kila mali. Even young people like 14 years old, people are smoking in school. They are smoking zones for kids in schools. It's a bit. It takes some getting used to, but I think after a couple of months, unazoea, you don't even realize sana. And for one positive culture shock I got there, which I'm still impressed by, is La Politesse.
Yeah,
La Politesse, you guys. Like how they have this culture of La Politesse is basically politeness in French. So they have their language is very polite. Their culture generally. When you go to a place, okay, for instance, like the bus, people when they leave the bus in my city at least, they say merci, au revoir, they tell the driver thank you and goodbye. And how when you go to a shop, lazima useme bonjour, you can't just go inside inside, you have to say bonjour, bonsoir. Like their language generally has some hint of politeness.
Na pia kuna polite nini, polite order.
Aje.
Oh,
like merci do
n'est pas.
Merci. Yeah. Like if you want to tell somebody in French, like even especially in like formal writing in an email, please send me these documents. You would say merci de m'envoyer ta ta ta, which means thank you for sending me, like in advance, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, something that impressed me. Kwa hiyo language, the politeness of the language is wanakuulizanga wakitaka kuuliza kitu wanakuambia kama una, as in
if you want, as in
kama ikusumbui kama ikusumbui. For example, hapa Kenya tuko na tabia mbaya sana ya kushinda umeuliza mtu about me. For me, hiyo ninaonanga ni tabia mbaya, financial status ya mtu. Ati unapatanga mshahara saa ngapi? Hiyo kitu naonanga ikiwa very impolite. What if someone is not comfortable in sharing? Na ama kwa nyumba yako unalipanga rent ya pesa ngapi? I find it very very bad. And yeah, at least for them, mi ukisha niambia as in kama uko comfortable kushare,
I'll
nitakumwagia kila kitu. But ukikuja tu na kiburi ati I find it very nice to as in consider whether the other person is comfortable sharing.
Ndio napendana. Pata kila mali ni
normal.
Kissing on the street ni normal.
I find it kind of cool,
Na nini? Na the wink.
The wink. They just wink like they have this wink. Like for them, winking is like a normal thing.
Nafikiri anakatia.
Yeah,
and then on PDA, I remember the time I visited Paris. Hey, yani Paris unatembea kila mtu mahali, kuna mtu anapropozia mtu pale. Kidogo mwingine anapropozia pale, like it's so, like for real it's a romantic city, you can tell, like even, it's not even French people mostly, it's people who've come from outside, because Paris is a romantic city, they want to do their romance in Paris. So it's a very lovey-dovey kind of city. Kwanza ukienda Eiffel, on top, people are sitting, padlocks, they are the ones for couples, they're quite like a pen, that, it's so cute. Yeah, so they feel very free with their affection.
Yeah, I say ako patient, good on the good side, like kuna pata asubuhi kwa bakery, you know, line ni refu, msata, wazi. Awezi cross bana, yani wasa metulia hapo, wanangoja their turn to be served, yani. Kenya unaweza pata tu mseto amekuruka tu mahali like
bila adabu
bila adabu na hakuna kitu unaweza fanya mase.
Pia hata baridi wewe.
Na sunset sunrise.
Oh yeah, nilikuwa nataka kusema asante. Bana mimi I love playing.
Madhe wa kibanda.
Hakuna madhe.
Hakuna madhe. Alafu bana hakuna bezi ya FIFA. Nilienda hivi hakuna, kumbe lazima kuwe na PS yako kwa nyumba na TV.
Yeah.
So na cyber cafe. But I saw a cyber cafe in Marseille. I was like, "Whoa,
they
okay."
Have a cyber?
And in some kind of small town. Mm.
Oh. Yeah. Si wende wanzishe basi bezi ya FIFA.
Nani atacheza?
The same way you want, you needed it, somebody else, someone needs it. Maybe there's a demand in the market. Anyway, who knows? Maybe you need a license.
Yeah, so I think that's a good place to close. Thank you guys for coming and sharing your experiences with the Kenyan Francophile. And for the listeners, if you reach this point, you're a real one. Asante sana for the support so far.
That's all the time we have for today. That was Sapeur, the king of... I like to call him le roi de slam poésie. We have Bichanga, Hawo, and Sylvia. We'll have them next time, obviously, to share their experiences and their stories about their travels. And that was today's episode of Kenyan Francophile. See you on the next.
Bye.
Bye. Cheers. Au revoir.
Bye-bye.